everyone, and welcome to episode 0 of Scare Zone, Halloween Horror Nights podcast. I'm your host, Logan Seculo. And this episode 0 is, let's just be honest, for podcasters, the reason we do an episode 0 is to make sure iTunes lists the show before we go live. We have an excellent show coming up for you guys. If you like Halloween Horror Nights as much as I do, you're really going to love this. Not only are we going to dive into what's going on this year, as we know, it was just announced that Texas Chainsaw Massacre is going to be the first house at Halloween Horror Nights. We also are going to go back in time and talk about the history of Halloween Horror Nights. On our first episode coming up, and just probably by the time you're hearing this, it's probably released, you're going to hear Julie Zimmerman, who is the creator of Halloween Horror Nights. She did an exclusive interview with us, and it's excellent. You'll find out how all of those things you loved started right there in the first year, and how so many of them still go on each and every year of Halloween Horror Nights. I'm Logan Seculo. Again, you may know me from the podcast WDW Today, or my film As Dreamers Do, but Halloween Horror Nights has been a passion of mine since the first year I went in 2001. I've missed only 2 years in that time period, both due to the fact that I was having kids, one born October 30th and one born November 12th. So right around Halloween time, I could not get away to go to Halloween Horror Nights those years. I have two permanent co-hosts that will be with me each and every episode of Scare Zone, and that is Christopher Ripley. He is from the UK, has a lovely accent, but he also wrote the book on it. He wrote Halloween Horror Nights, The Unofficial Story and Guide in 2015. He also has the blog hhnunofficial.com. Also joining us is Scott Garland, a.k.a. Scotty 2 Hottie, WWE professional wrestler, former WWE professional wrestler, part of Too Cool with Grandmaster Sexay back in the day. Also a hardcore theme parks fan in general, but specifically, he does have a love for Halloween Horror Nights. I even saw his picture last year at Halloween, and his son was Jack for Halloween. I'm sure we'll get into that on this show. Well, I didn't want to just set this up, tell you a little bit about us and everything. I want to leave you with something a little bit more. So here's a clip, a short clip from our interview with Julie Zimmerman, the creator of Halloween Horror Nights.
Rich Gonzalez, who was the head of operations at the time, said, "What would you do for Halloween?" And I sat there at my little computer and I wrote down what I would do for Halloween, which was do a show called Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventure, because I realized, oh, what a great way to do whatever we want to, you know, do a haunted house in a soundstage, do this, do that. And I turned it all in, never heard a word from them. And then one day, literally, I got a call and they go, "Okay, we're going to have a Halloween."
And she's not the only guest we're going to be having on this podcast. We have so many more lined up. Coming very soon, Jason Sorrell, who you'll hear is actually mentioned in Julie's interview. He wrote Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventures. He produced a few of them as well. He's also like pretty much a Disney legend from his time at Imagineering. He's back with Universal now. Has a wealth of knowledge. Shows will be released right now at least twice a month. We'll get on a regular schedule here. And we look forward to seeing you shortly as Halloween Horror Nights 26 approaches. You're going to want to go to us for all the news, commentary, interviews, and history right here in the Scare Zone. We'll talk to you very soon on episode 1.
Visit our website, scarezone.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/scarezone. And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/svpodcast. And remember to rate and review us on iTunes. This has been a production of LaFou Brown Studios. Copyright 2006.